Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Golder, and today Masechet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Zayin, the fourth parak Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa had derived from the pasuk "V'dam zevechecha yishafech," that one matana suffices for kabbanis of the mizbech achitzon. The Gemara objects that another brisa darshens this to teach "Unitanum bezrika shinasanam b'shvicha," for blood which should be applied by throwing, which a kohen applied instead by pouring, that he's yotze. It answers that the first brisa holds like Rabbi Kiva that lo zrika b'kol shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring, lo shvicha b'kol zrika, and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel. It is thus available to darshan that one matana suffices. This machlokas emerges from a mishnah in which Rabbi Shmuel says, Baruch Birchas of Pesach, Patras Shal Zevach. If one made the bracha for eating the carbon Pesach, he is also exempted that of the carbon Chagiga. Since a Pesach's blood is poured, and a Chagiga's blood is Nizrak, he holds Zrika B'chol Shvicha, and the Pesach's bracha covers the Chagiga. However, the Chagiga's bracha would not cover the Pesach's. Rabbi Akiva says that neither bracha covers the other, holding that even Zrika is not B'chol Shvicha. Point number two, the Gemara asks that V'dam zevechecha yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says that although a pasuk teaches that a bechor's blood is nizrak and its emurim are burned on the mizbeach, the source that Ma'aseh Behemah and Pesach also require matan dam ve'emurim is V'dam zevechecha yishafech. How can this pasuk also teach that a single matana is sufficient? The Gemara answers that the earlier brisa holds of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who derives that Maisa and Pesach require Matan Dam Ve'imurim from the Pasuk of Bechor itself. Damo l'namar el damam. The Pasuk does not say to throw its blood, but their blood. Chelbo l'namar el chelbam. It doesn't say to burn its fat, but their fat. These plural terms teach that Bechor, Maisa, and Pesach all require Matan Dam Ve'imurim. Accordingly, Rabbi Yossi Galili holds the blood of these karbanas is nizrak, whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds it is poured. This pasuk says, "Bsaram yehelach," and their meat shall be yours, meaning for kohanim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the plurality refers to all bechoros. According to Rabbi Yossi Galili, this teaches that a bechor balmum is also given to a kohen. And point number three, in the Mishnah Beis Shammai say that two matanas of blood of a chatas are ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mention the word kranos, horns in the Mizbeach, three times, with a plural term indicating a total of six. Four of these are lemitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one matana is ma'akev because two of the words are written as karnos, without a vav, and can be read as the singular karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are lemitzvah, and only one is ma'akev. We do not say all four are lemitzvah and none are ma'akev because kapar bechdi l'ashkachan. We do not find atonement without any avoda on the mizbeach. Alternatively, Beis Hillel holds ahani mikra v'ahani masoros. The pronounced form of the word has effect, and the written form has effect. Thus, the pronounced form indicating six matanos adds one to the lower number, and the written form indicating four subtracts one from the higher number, resulting in a total of five. Four of these are lemitzvah, and one is ma'akev. So once again, the three points are, number one, a brisa had derived from the pasuk "V'dam zevechecha yishafech," that one matana suffices for kabbanas of the mizbeach hachitzon. The Gemara objects that another brisa darshens this to teach, "Unitanum bezrika shinasanam b'shvicha," for blood which should be applied by throwing, which a kohen applied instead by pouring, that he's yotze. It answers that the first brisa holds like Rabbi Kiva that lo zrika b'kol shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring, lo shvicha b'kol zrika, and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel. It is thus available to darshan that one matana suffices. This machlokas emerges from a mishnah in which Rabbi Shmuel says, Baruch Birchas of Pesach, Patras Shal Zevach. If one made the bracha for eating the carbon Pesach, he is also exempted that of the carbon Chagiga. Since a Pesach's blood is poured, and a Chagiga's blood is Nizrak, he holds Zrika B'chol Shvicha, and the Pesach's bracha covers the Chagiga. However, the Chagiga's bracha would not cover the Pesach's. Rabbi Akiva says that neither bracha covers the other, holding that even Zrika is not B'chol Shvicha. Point number two, the Gemara asks that V'dam zevechecha yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says that although a pasuk teaches that a bechor's blood is nizrak and its emurim are burned on the mizbeach, the source that Ma'aseh Behemah and Pesach also require matan dam ve'emurim is V'dam zevechecha yishafech. How can this pasuk also teach that a single matana is sufficient? The Gemara answers that the earlier brisa holds like Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, who derives that Maisa and Pesach require Matan Dam Ve'imurim from the Pasuk of Bechor itself. Damo L'Namar El Damam. The Pasuk does not say to throw its blood, but their blood. Chelbo L'Namar El Chelbam. It doesn't say to burn its fat, but their fat. These plural terms teach that Bechor, Maisa, and Pesach all require Matan Dam Ve'imurim. Accordingly, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili holds the blood of these karbanas is nizrak, whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds it is poured. This pasuk says, "Bsaram yehelach," and their meat shall be yours, meaning for kohanim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the plurality refers to all bechoros. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, this teaches that a bechor balmum is also given to a kohen. And point number three, in the Mishnah Beis Shammai say that two matanas of blood of a chatas are ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mention the word kranos, horns in the Mizbeach, three times, with the plural term indicating a total of six. Four of these are lemitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one matana is ma'akev because two of the words are written as karnos, without a vav, and can be read as the singular karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are lemitzvah, and only one is ma'akev. We do not say all four are lemitzvah and none are ma'akev because kapar bechti l'ashkachan. We do not find atonement without any avoda on the mizbeach. Alternatively, Beis Hillel holds ahani mikra v'ahani masoras. The pronounced form of the word has effect, and the written form has effect. Thus, the pronounced form indicating six matanos adds one to the lower number, and the written form indicating four subtracts one from the higher number, resulting in a total of five. Four of these are la mitzvah, and one is ma'akev. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed zayin, and our standard siman is laser tag. Laser tag. So here goes. At the Dam Zivachecha Yishafech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maisa Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge. Once again, slow motion. At the Dam Zivachecha Yishafech laser tag game, laser tag, that must be more daf Lamed Zion. At the Dam Zivachecha Yishafech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, which reminds us, a brisa had derived from the Dam Zivachecha Yishafech that one matana suffices for kabbanis for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara objects that another brisa darshans is to teach that for bloods which should be applied by Zrika, which a kohen applied instead by Shvicha, that is Yotze. It answers that the first brisa holds like Rabbi Kiva that lo zrika b'chol shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring. Lo shvicha b'chol zrika, and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel, it's therefore available to darshan that one matana suffices. So at the Dam Zivachecha Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the zrika versus the shvicha teams, where the goal was for the shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maisa Behema and Pesach area, which reminds us, the Gemara said, V'dam Zivachech Yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says that although a pasuk teaches that a Bechor's blood is Nizrak and its Imurim are burned on the Mizbeach, the source that Maisa Behema and Pesach also require Matan Dam Ve'imurim is V'dam Zivachech Yishafech. So at the Dam Zivachech Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Damim Ve'imurim target in the Maisa Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Beis Shammai say that two Matanas of blood of a Chatas are Ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mentioned the word kranos, horns of the Mizbeach, three times with a plural term indicating a total of six. Four of these are lemitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one matan is ma'akev because two of the words are written as karnos without a vav and can be read as the singular karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are lemitzvah and only one is ma'akev. So once again, at the Dam Zivachecha Yishafech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maisa Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he cannot extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his ashim, since it requires klokocho with most of his body, which reminds the Gemara discusses why a matzor cannot extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his ashim. Rav Yosef answers, kosomech rosh v'ruba machnis, whoever performs smicha must bring his head and most of his body into the azara. This is because smicha requires klokocho, all his strength, which cannot be done without most of his body. So the peg-leg pirate, who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he cannot extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his ashim since it requires klokocho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha since he might take extra steps which would incur malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara then asks, if the smicha of an ashim matzor is required midoraisa, and the law requiring techa for smicha shchita, that the shchita should immediately follow the smicha, is also midoraisa, then leo v'lismo chohedya, the matzor should enter the azara and do smicha outright, since the Torah dictates it. Rav Adar bar Masna answers, gezer shem yarbe bepsios, there's a rabbinical decree prohibiting him from entering for smicha out of a concern that perhaps he'll take extra steps in the azara, which would incur karas. So the peg-leg pirate who was banished from the ship because he had saras and told that he could not extend his hands into the azar to do smicha on his ashim since it requires klokocho with most of his body, and that there's a gezer from entering for smicha since he might take extra steps which would incur malchus, was glad he wasn't the tamei pirate he passed who was getting malchus for touching food, which reminds us, the Gemara says, tamei shenaga b'kodesh, if a tamei person touch kachim foods, Reish Lakish says he receives malchus because the pasuk says, but kol kodesh hosiga, he shall not touch any sacred food. Rabbi Yochanan says he does not receive malchus, explaining that this pasuk refers to touching truma. Daf Lamed Dalet, so the simmer Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The tamei person who ate kachim meat before his riku climbed a ladder, that must be on Daf Lamed Dalet. The tamei person who ate kachim meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate kachim before Zrika was pater, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a tamei who eats kachim before Zrika versus a tar who eats tamei kachim before Zrika. So the tamei person who ate kachim meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate tamei kachim before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasu who did kabbal and zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, pasu mal shiyasu shirayim, does a disqualified person who is makabal and then zorak blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid zrika which makes the remaining blood shirayim is one with an intent of chutz lezmano or chutz mkomo, which is considered zrika for affecting pigul. So, the tamei person who ate kachim meat before Zrika, who climbed the ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tauher who ate tamei kachim before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasu who did kabbal and Zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, and that a kashi who did kabbal and then put the kli in his left hand simply returned to his right hand, since kosher biyado lahavidichui, which reminds us, the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that if a kosher person was mekabel the blood and handed it to a pasul or to his left hand or poured it into a kli chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it's returned to its place to perform zrika. The Gemara asks that the blood should become dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state, and remain permanently disqualified from zrika. Rav Ashi answers, kosher biyado lahavidichui, any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan who ascribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds the received blood which spilled onto the floor may be gathered up and used for zrika. Daf Lamed Hey, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. As a Zvachim children's choir, that must be more in Daf Lamed Hey. La, la, la. As the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood, up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chochamim who held that blood spilled from the Kli Shaar's Erev Pesach could not be applied to the Mizbeach, why then was the Azara plugged on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, it's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanos up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform avoda with soiled bigde kahuna, this is only done when they carried wood to the Mizbech, which is not an avoda. During avoda, they walked on itzveh, raised stones in the azara floor. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutzla zmanu duet with intent to eat the blood, which isn't typically eaten, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, lechol davar shein darcho lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the mizbeach, for example, blood or a morim, lechol davar shein darcho lechol, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur chutzla zmanu or chutzim kamo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because he didn't have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutzla zmanu duet with intent to eat the blood which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was pigel and his little fetus was too, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer said, pigel bezevach, if one had pigel intent about a carbon, nispagel hashalil, the fetus of the carbon also becomes pigel and obligates karis for eating it. However, b'shalil, or nispagel hazevach, if he had pigel intent only about the fetus, the carbon does not become pigel because the shalil is not ordinarily eaten. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simur Daf Lamed Vav is lulav. So here goes. The Kohen lulav merchant, lulav, that must mean we're a Daf Lamed Vav. The Kohen lulav merchant who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't possible the carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon, amanas, laniach es damo emur v'lamachar, intending to leave its blood or emurim, until the next day, or to take them out of the Azara, Rav Yehuda invalidates the carbon, but the Chachamim say it is valid. So the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a brisa in which Rav Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Iyatamodim she'im hanichu l'macher she'u puzzle, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? So too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. So the Kohen Luv merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the Mizbeach Hachitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Koni tan amizbeach hachitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbeach, shenasim b'matana achas keeper, that the Kohen only made one application. He affects atonement, even if two were required, l'charchila. Regarding a chatas, which requires four matanas, Beis Shammai says that if two matanas were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, af chatas shenasim matana achas keeper, even regarding a chatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that one matana is adequate b'dieved for kabanas of the mizbech achitzon? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number two. Which daf to discuss what the din is if a Kohen had other intentions to transgress the laws of a carbon, for example, intending to leave its blood until the next day? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number three. Which daf to be machokas if one or two matanas of a chatas is ma'akev? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number four. Which daf to learn that the Azor was plugged as a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in the blood of karbanas up to their knees? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number five. Which daf to discuss why the Matzor cannot fully enter the Azor to do smicha on his Asham? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number six. Which daf to Malkos about the source that Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach require Matan Damim ve'imurim? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number seven. Which daf to in the Bia B'mixas Shema Bia, that partial entry into the Azara is considered entry? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we machokas of a carbon requiring zrika is yotze with shvicha pouring? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that a matzor balkari tful yom can enter harabais ere pesach to complete his tahara and bring a carbon pesach? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Great. And number 10, which daf do you discuss the case where one intended to consume a chetzi zayis chutzal zmano, then intended to consume a chetzi zayis chutzal komo, and then intended another chetzi zayis chutzal zmano? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.